This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Cases of vaping lung illness. We'll talk to a doctor tonight who defends the vaping practice. Also, the Democrats on the stage once again to debate each other. Who were the winners and who were the losers? And do you care, or does it seem like the next election is way off in a distance? Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. As we swing for the fences here, we're going to squeeze in a movie review, too, as well. Let's talk about the Democrats and their debate. It was an interesting field, a sprawling field of 20. And the Thursday night debate, though, only had to focus on 10. Because remember, they have to cut the field in half. So there you go. 10 of the Democratic contenders qualified for the debate. They have to do that through fundraising and polling criteria, all that stuff that they had to do before. They discussed all kinds of views, including gun violence. That was heavily featured, and they had different points of view and solutions for that. The issue was probably the biggest one, and the one that afterwards was part of the conversation because of the multiple mass shootings this summer. Senator Amy Klobuchar from Minnesota discussed the need to close the boyfriend loophole and keep guns out of the hands of domestic abusers. Klobuchar called out Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell for the Senate's inaction on gun control, saying we have to send a message to Mitch McConnell. So she called him out a bunch, saying we can't wait until one of us gets in the White House. Senator Bernie Sanders of Vermont, of course, bragged about his F rating from the NRA. Senator Elizabeth Warren, who's pretty high on the polls, said we have a Congress that is beholden to the gun industry, and it kind of went on like that, but there was a lot of time spent in that direction. The candidates seemed to spar a little bit with each other, but it was light sparring. They differed on health care, and a big chunk of time was spent on that topic at the beginning of the three-hour broadcast, because that's what they did. They split it up, like I said, just slicing to 10 and 10. And most of the candidates spent about 40 minutes, well, they all spent 40 minutes discussing the issues at the beginning of the debate. And in the end, there was a consensus, and it was get Donald Trump out of office. That's where Kamala Harris came in and said, let's focus on the end goal. If we don't get him out of office, he's going to get rid of all of it. So there we are, 20, and it hasn't been whittled down quite yet. Elizabeth Warren and Joe Biden facing off in the debate, and guns heavily featured. The who's who still continues, though, and I think for the Democrats, it hurts them a bit when they have a crowded field, so they've got to narrow that field probably, they have to narrow that field a little bit more. And I'm wondering, and we'll have our unofficial poll, how many of you are going to vote for the president again for another two-term president if Donald Trump is reelected? That would be the fourth president in a row that served two terms. How about that? And if you're looking at the Democrats after yet another debate, who do you think fares the best against him? Most people seem to think it's Joe Biden because he has the bigger name recognition, but he certainly has foot and mouth disease. Almost every single time he is grilled on something from the past that's a little hairy for him, he finds a way somehow to kind of flub it up. Does this hurt him in the end? So to be part of our unofficial official poll, go to katedelaneyradio.com and weigh in. Does the president win another term? And if it's a Democrat, who do you think the Democrat is going to be? So many of you wrote to me about the Bahamas, told me about your stories of drinking Bahama Mamas, and spending time on the beautiful islands in the Bahamas and felt so sad to see Baker's Bay, you know, destroyed and the mud being, you know, just covering so much of the Bahamas, Grand Bahama, and how it looks now. There is no question that massive reconstruction has to happen. Low-lying, flood-prone areas were just ravaged. And the hurricane did the damage. Dorian did her number. She did her dance on the Bahamian Islands and then laughed her way out, sadly. You see that a Cat 5 is barely survivable. I mean, barely survivable. A lot of people wanted to stay. They wanted to guard their homes and their belongings, and others fled. The ones that fled were smart. The entire communities were flattened. So many homes were just blown to rubble, and then dozens were killed. And now they're finding even more bodies, because remember, you have structures that were just shredded. Just absolutely shredded. There's a place called Baker's Bay, and they've got 16 people as part of a security detail there with helicopters and assault rifles because they're trying to protect the property. A lot of famous people go and hang at Baker's Bay, or did, including Tom Brady. He was a big, he and his family were big at going there and staying there. And he posted a link to donate to the recovery effort. Michael Jordan often golfed there. He contributed $1 million because they know how bad it is. Crews keep finding bodies. So the death toll is rising slowly because they're uncovering all the rubble. They're pulling it apart and they're seeing it. How bad it is. And I have to say, when you look at the United States, despite the fact that there were definitely some people that were affected on the Carolina side of things, and especially, obviously, anybody who was coastal, whew, boy, you look at the Bahamas and you just say to yourself, what could have been? How disastrous could this have been? And speaking of disasters, something else, because I say America Tonight is about what's buzzing in your backyard and mine, something else that has been discussed a lot on this show is the crew members and that California boat fire that just devastated the people on that boat and killed them. They were asleep when it started. There were 39 people on a 75-foot boat called the Conception when it went for a weekend dive trip at the Channel Islands in SoCal, but a fire broke out on the lower levels of the boat. If you haven't heard the story, it was anchored just off of Santa Cruz Island. 34 people died. Oof. And the National Transportation Safety Board's two-page report finally comes out saying that the five crew members who survived were asleep on the biggest, topest level, the uppermost level. When the fire started, there was a sixth crew member who died alongside the boat's 33 passengers because they were asleep in the bunk room on the lower deck. Wow. How awful. It just goes to show you, I mean, this was a fire that was started thanks to all the phones charging, and it goes to the lithium batteries that's been talked about a ton, the lithium ion batteries and how dangerous they can be in that galley. That's what they're saying exploded that boat. Stay with us.
Are you intrigued by paranormal talk radio? You love the new paranormal radio app from TalkStream Live. You'll find a great selection of talk shows covering UFOs, ghosts, strange phenomena, and much more. Download the Paranormal Radio app now and start listening to the very best in paranormal talk entertainment. The Paranormal Radio app, free in Google Play and the iOS App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen. Well, hopefully not. While pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.
Oh, you have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
Oh, somebody turn off the kettle. I think we have some Tahibo tea brewing. Gotten some questions about that lately, so before we go to the mailbag, because in fact I got several emails about Tahibo Tea's club, and somebody asked this. I got this one from Ginger, who says, Kate, what is the tea made out of? And I answered Ginger back, where it's the Paul D'Arco tree, and that's exactly what you get, where you have to soak it. The story is amazing. Just quickly, I'll say this. Milan Vukovic, who's been on the show, who founded the whole Tahibo Tea Club, the reason he was led in that direction is because his father was diagnosed with colon cancer when he was 66 in 1998. So he went to the best cancer center they had. That was in Houston. They did the surgery, but they couldn't get all of the cancerous mass because it had already spread through the colon wall to the pancreas. Oh, so awful. And he did the radiation, and they told him the life expectancy was only months, did all the aggressive therapies, everything that they told him to do. His weight just was tanking. He was down to under 130 pounds, and he started really thinking about a funeral. That's what they were doing. And then somebody said to Milan about the idea of this tea that they saw do some miraculous things, and he's told this story. So he thought, well, what else, you know, it's not going to hurt anything because he's getting, he got the chemo and the radiation and all of that. And he had time before he was going to go back. So he started making that tea for his dad. He kept drinking the tea. And he went and got a CAT scan, you know, the CT scan, that's what they officially call it. And they couldn't. Because they were trying to identify the cancer before starting another treatment, and they couldn't find it on the scan, right? Couldn't find it. they were surprised, and that was 20 years ago. And so he's still cancer-free, his dad, right? And he's, what, 86, 87 years old? And, wow. I don't know. That tells you something, I'm thinking. So I liked his story. I was attracted to it. So anyway, Tahibo Tea, very easy to find out more. We talk about it on the show. Just go to info@TahiboTeaClub.com. All right, let's move on to some other emails. This one is from Chris. And Chris says, Kate, unbelievable what happened with that California boat. I've been on dive trips before, and it just scares me to death to think of phone charging stations. And I can remember everybody frantically charging their phones. I feel like, wow, how many people have been lucky that they haven't had something disastrous happen. And sadly, they were trapped and couldn't get out. Well, yeah, the phone charging station is what they're blaming it on. And it does show you to be careful about that. And I think I said this on the air. A lot of times when you plug an iPhone in or whatever it is that you have plugged in, that your whatever smartphone, you go back and the plug is hot just from one thing. So, you know, one phone charging. So imagine all those people on board, one area charging. Lithium ion batteries. And they said that, you know, the power strips, the extension cords, all of that. And they're talking about reducing the potential fire hazards, limit unsupervised charging. And it caught, the intensity caught everyone by surprise. Very sad. All right, this one is from Jake, who emails us a ton. And Jake says, Kate, I heard Nail the Score. I'm so psyched that Nail the Score is back. And I'm wondering if when you look at this season in the NFL, do you think it's going to be a really good season? Do you think we're going to see some particularly fascinating feats by some football player on a team that's either going in the right direction or the worst direction? Well, that, like, every time there's a season, I'm going to say, yeah, this could be the best season ever. I mean, you know, yeah. But do I know that? Because it's the same old thing. There's certain traditions. You get into it, boom, 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 and then you go, you know, from there. So it depends on health, depends on so many things. It's too early to start picking that. I mean, it's easy to throw darts at the board, and I've done that. But, yeah, it's very early in the game. Very early on the game. All right, how about this? Warren Sapp had this to say about Odell Beckham Jr. You can't wear a $350,000 watch and play like a $2 bill. Sweet! That is a tweetable deal, and I got that from I got that one from Gerald, who said, "Did you see the comment?" And I didn't even see the comment, but yeah, that's that pretty much tells it right there. You got to get it done, brother. You got to catch the ball. So Beckham, who's the Brown star receiver, is preparing for a return to the Big Apple with Monday night's game at the Jets. He said he'll keep wearing his timepiece. That limited edition watch retails for about $190,000, but it's been priced online for as much as $350,000. The NFL, of course, has a rule prohibiting players from wearing hard objects, though he's saying the watch is plastic and should be permitted. Of course he's going to argue it. Of course. Why wouldn't he argue it? Would you expect anything less? Monique sends us this. Kate Delaney, Walmart with their grocery club for $98. You got delivery. And I think they're deliberately doing that because of what Amazon Prime is doing. Yeah, thanks for pointing that out. It's called Delivery Unlimited. It is $98 or $12.95 a month. And they're doing it in 1,400 stores. By the end of the year, they're going to extend it to some more. And the idea is that it's convenient, right? That you get this incredible value because you'll save time and money by going online, and they're directly going after especially Amazon or anybody who delivers food and saying, oh, yeah, yeah, sure, you can come to our store, but you can go online and get the food you need, and by paying the $12.95 or the annual fee, collecting the $98, you're part of the delivery program, the unlimited delivery program. How brilliant is that? Because then they get the money for the people, almost like that membership money, like I said, and then they still get money for whatever groceries / delivery they're getting too. So you have to have a minimum purchase of over $30. There's a 4-hour minimum wait time when you place the order until it gets there. I wonder how big this is going to become. We can't even get off our rear ends and go to the store anymore. I think it's great when someone's sick and someone's incapacitated. I mean, what a beautiful thing. You can get actual groceries instead of ordering pizzas or whatever you would order. This way you can get better food. From that perspective, it's good. But sometimes you go to the grocery store and it's like a ghost town, and I wonder how many people are exhausted, go home from work if they work outside of the house, and then they just order. I mean, they're ordering food, and there's no time to decompress. I mean, I'll be the first person to raise my hand and say, decompression, what is that? So important, though, right? To recharge. And when you can't go to the grocery store because it seems like they're almost every corner, boy, that says something. I can't get in the car. This is like a first world problem. I can't get in the car and go to get groceries anymore. I have to have them delivered to me. I'll pay whatever the service is. Like I said before, I get somebody being sick, and I get certain situations where you're dealing with something traumatic. But otherwise, I think getting out and circulating is so, so vital. All right, one more. I'm going to throw this in. This one is from Warren, and Warren says, how about the fact that you've got the wall and 450 miles of border wall, they say, is going to be met. You know, it's going to be done by next year. So quietly, when people aren't paying attention, it's actually happening. And Arizona is where it's starting, Kate. So whatever happens, they will bear the brunt of that, the success of it, the mistakes that happen along the way. This is where the first chunk of wall is going up anyway. Yeah, south of Yuma, Arizona. 5-mile section of fencing. And then trying to build it the rest of the southern border. So we'll see how far they get on the wall. It's marked off, but will you actually get that whole wall done? Stay with us. We're talking about e-cigarettes next.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump speaking about a host of issues with reporters on the White House lawn as he heads to Baltimore. The president says he may meet with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un again at some point down the road.
At some point, yes, he will Certainly they want to meet. They'd like to meet. I think it's something that will happen, and we'll see. But Kim Jong-un, I think something can happen, yeah.
And the 10 Democrats who want to be president debating for a third time, the event going on at Texas Southern University in Houston. It's being sponsored by ABC News and Univision. And taking a look now at your money on Wall Street, the Dow up 45 points to close at 27,182. The NASDAQ up almost 25 points. The S&P 500 up almost 9 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
You guys have a great product, and I tell my friends about it, and I was actually talking to a guy the other day who I just met, and he takes them. So you put out a great product, and I want to thank you and your organization.
I just started using it, and my family's already seen the difference. And I have health issues. I have fibromyalgia, asthma, but all of a sudden everything's clearing up, and I'm feeling better, and my skin's better. My brother said I look 10 years younger already.
Wow. Okay.
My vision is clear. I already see the difference. People are seeing the difference, and my doctor is seeing the difference.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through your health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hey Delaney, thanks for hanging with us on the show. We've been talking about vaping this last week a lot. I just saw something today about the CDC's count of vaping lung illnesses, saying that it's down slightly from last week, but they have cases that of at least 380 nationwide. Before it was 450. Deaths still at 6. The CDC said the larger figure, which got a lot of attention and prompted the president to call for a crackdown on flavored e-cigs, represented the amount of reported cases under investigation. So you know the total. And the downgraded number I now just said accounts for the confirmed and probable cases. So what do we know about the recent amount of cases and deaths? Here to talk with us about what's going on with e-cigs is someone we've had on the show before, Dr. Joel Nitzkin. He is a public health physician, board certified in preventive medicine. That's his medical specialty. And he's a health consultant. And he is a strong advocate voice for tobacco harm reduction. So it's good to welcome him back to the show, although we may differ in our opinions on this whole thing. Hey, Dr. Joel, how are you?
Doing fine, Kate, and you?
Good. So tell us about what is going on with, like, the 6 deaths and what you know, because one of the things that's being discussed is what is the material, what is being used in the deaths. So in other words, what they ordered as far as the material that they're smoking, and was it THC and cannabis products and an oil-based medium in it. So tell us more about what you know.
Well, epidemiologically, I think the case is quite clear. The laboratory hasn't completely worked out the details on this, but it seems very clear that a new product, or actually it appears to be a set of nearly identical products, has been introduced in recent months into the marketplace that is a THC product that has been improved using vitamin E dissolved in some sort of oily substance. And it seems quite clear that this is the cause of the outbreak. It's not the nicotine-based cigarettes. And it appears also that the people who are using it have to consistently use it. There's not a single product that's been identified because apparently the word and the recipe has gotten around. And this is the sort of thing that's causing it. This is an acute episode. This is a specific outbreak that occurs after 7 years of actually an excellent safety record for both nicotine and the older versions of THC vaping. It does show the dangers of vaping if one is not careful and puts out into the marketplace something that's not tested just because somebody thought it looked good. I would have preferred if CDC was far clearer in their warnings about not buying black market products, being careful with THC products, with oils or anything with vitamin E in it. And I would hope that numbers of cases will continue to increase over hopefully not more than another few weeks, and then they should be going down. As the message gets out and these products are pulled from the market, both by legal and by other means, by those who realize that they're putting out a deadly product.
Right. Now, and then saying that, though, wouldn't it behoove then, instead of saying, OK, across the scope of this, just make a complete ban, then, like you said, get specifically the dirty products out of there. But then shouldn't there be some regulation as so that that doesn't happen, so you don't have teenagers that are getting a hold of the cheaper stuff that's killing them?
Well, there should have been regulation a long time ago. Many of us are very unhappy with the fact that FDA hasn't moved on it and hasn't set specific standards so we can tell the good stuff from the bad stuff.
Yeah.
Obviously, there's a lot of good stuff out there. There are a lot of people who used to be smokers who have now either dramatically cut down on their smoking or quit smoking entirely thanks to these substances. We've had huge numbers of teens who've been experimenting with it and a significant number continuing. But that's a separate issue. The problem that we have now is if we go ahead and say, let's take all the flavoring out of the e-cigarettes that we know have not been cause of this outbreak, that's just going to cause the creation of more contraband stuff. It sounds good, it feels good, but it's going to be counterproductive. I think we ought to let know that people who have been using nicotine-based e-cigarettes from trusted commercial sources, the vape shops and the stuff they get in the convenience stores, should continue using. It should not stop it and go back to cigarettes because of this pneumonia scare. I think everybody ought to be very aware of stuff from unknown sources.
Yeah, I agree with you that if you did do just that complete ban, then what the danger is, as I've researched now more of this, is what you just said. You still would have an underground system there. It's removing the bad stuff. And the FDA, we are actually in agreement that the FDA should have had those regulations in place in the first place, then you wouldn't have that. And, of course, we look at young people and the whole thing with young people and vaping, which is over the top. So what's the best way to try to cut back on youth e-cigarettes?
Well, the first thing I think we need to be is we need to be brutally honest with people. We need to tell them accurately what we really think is going on. I think we ought to let everybody know that it's best not to use any of this stuff. The real effective use of e-cigarettes is for people who are smokers or would-be smokers to divert them from cigarettes. And that's a very important thing. Cigarettes kill 130 Americans every single day.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's not a trivial pattern problem, and that can't be forgotten. In terms of working with the teens, I don't think there's any substitute for the parents getting together with the teens, being part of their lives, discussing these issues with them, so that the teens fully understand that none of the stuff is risk-free. And the stuff that you may buy off the street could literally be deadly. And there's certainly a parental role that has to be invoked in this. In the meantime, we need to, you know, get FDA working and working on solutions that really deal with the problem. Eliminating the flavors from the nicotine-based cigarettes. Number one, I don't think it's going to reduce teen vaping. Number two, I think it's going to make these products less effective for smokers using them to quit, because a key element in a smoker using a vape product to quit is that after a while they will switch from the tobacco taste to a fruit or candy taste, and once they do that, they find the taste of tobacco objectionable. And since they find the taste objectionable, when an urge to smoke returns, they'll go back to the e-cigarette, not the cigarette. That's very important. So we have a complicated and messy situation, but at least we know what the problems are. And hopefully we should use that information to guide us rather than just an all-out war on everything e-cigarette.
We're speaking with Dr. Joel Nitzkin, and we're talking about e-cigarettes and, of course, what's been happening lately and the massive conversation across the land about it. And I know a lot of people are having that conversation that are listening to this show. I wanted to bring this up. There is another kind of smoking alternative that I was just made aware of, and it's this tobacco-free nicotine pouches. Tell us about that.
Okay. Well, first of all, there's a product known as Snus.
Uh-huh.
Which is a form of moist snuff usually sold in miniature tea bags. It's got 30 years of excellent epidemiologic data showing no increase in any tobacco-related disease, even though it delivers more nicotine than cigarettes. This new product is the Snus version of the e-cigarette, so it delivers the nicotine, but without the tobacco, further reducing any even theoretical illness, risk of illness. So
wow.
We're starting off with a product that's a whole tobacco product with no increase in risk of any tobacco-related disease, and they've tried to take it yet one step further and make it a bit safer.
Interesting. Well, I think this discussion is going to continue. Dr. Joel Nitzkin, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
So there you have it. Yeah, the number's down, and he did agree with me in the end about the FDA and the regs. So if they had, once again, we put our hand in the magic bag and say, survey says you should have had some regulations in the first place. Instead, you have an outbreak where you have these lung illnesses, and you've got people that have these symptoms where they have shortness of breath, they're coughing, they have chest pains, they're nauseous, and a whole bunch of horrible things are happening to the people that have had problems. And on tobacco-flavored products, will that happen or not? Doing that in an effort to get young people to just give up e-cigarettes. You know how I feel about that. Teenagers, I don't think they should. Becomes, and that's where all the avalanche of publicity went. Stay with us.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Interesting ones that are out, and I saw a preview just a few hours ago, got a sneak preview. Mr. Kate Delaney and a pal went with me. In fact, my friend Michigan Mika had to binge watch the last season of Downton Abbey so that she would be up to date when we arrived for the showing. And Downton Abbey was a big success on PBS, and it exploded all over the U.S. I've talked about this the other day, and you know, six seasons, and now this movie. How well will the movie be received when it goes wide on the 20th of September? I think it's going to be well received. Here's a little sneak peek, and then I'm going to talk about my thoughts.
No maid?
No valet, no nanny, even.
It's 1927. We're modern folk.
Queen are coming to Downton.
What? I want every surface to gleam and sparkle.
A royal luncheon, a parade, and a dinner. I'm going to have to sit down.
How's it all going?
Mary's got it under control.
Hardly. I need your help, Carson.
I'll be there in the morning, my lady. Don't you worry.
Should we really go on with it?
You mean leave Downton? Is the heart of this community, and you're keeping it beating.
Remember to pray for us.
Yeah, I'll put in a word. Your Majesties, welcome to Downton Abbey.
You have enough cliches to get you through the visit.
If not, I'll come to you.
Oh, here we go.
All right, I liked Downton Abbey. I loved the series, and it had a sentimental reason for me. My mother used to watch it, and before she died, we had a chance to watch a bunch of it with her, and she was a big fan. So now you have these characters returning. You have the famous one-liners from Dame Maggie Smith. They were the zingers, and they really held this together. To me, the reviews have been mixed on it because some people feel like it just should have ended and not have had a movie about it. I think that if you like the show, you'll like the movie. I thought there were some great moments in the movie, some very, very funny moments in the movie. It was lighter than the series that at times could be dark. I'm afraid to say too much about it because then I'll give it all away if you're a Downton Abbey fan. If you have no idea what I'm talking about with this British popular drama, then you won't care anyway. So I say thumbs up. You know, Rotten Tomatoes gave it like an 89. I would say same thing. I would certainly give it the high marks. If you were a fan, you will like Downton Abbey. If you just kind of think you might like it, they do go through what happened to this family, but you'd have to binge watch the series to me, or it wouldn't make quite as much sense. From Downton Abbey, we fly to Goldfinch, a very popular book now on the big screen. Take a listen.
In Amsterdam, I dreamt I saw my mother again. Same beautiful pale blue eyes.
Feel afraid sometimes.
going to decide your future.
Popular book that won a Pulitzer Prize for the story of a boy whose mother died in a bombing. Grief, abandonment, friendship, drugs, ooh, so uplifting. And a stolen painting of a goldfinch. Some pretty well-known names in it. Nicole Kidman, Luke Wilson, Ansel Elgort, Oakes Feigley, you're saying who? Jeffrey Wright, Finn Wolfhard, and Sarah Paulson. You would recognize a lot of their faces if you don't recognize their names. It's getting kind of trashed by the critics, but don't listen to the critics. If you read the book and you like the book, supposedly it is very true to the book. But it's not going to be uplifting, although the end, I think, will make you walk away and say, huh? And then finally, this one, J-Lo looking good on the pole. Hustlers, check it out.
You know Diamond from the Bronx, right?
What's up, baby?
We're going to help her learn how to do a real dance.
Oh, I'm good at that.
Show me what you got.
I don't want to be dependent on anybody. I just want to be able to take care of my grandma, maybe go shopping every once in a while. These Wall Street guys.
You want them drunk enough to get their credit card? But sober enough to sign a check. We didn't do anything wrong.
You did?
You know, Tony wouldn't let this happen. I'm gonna text him.
Who gave her her phone back?
Are you in?
Hustlers, rated R, in theater September 13th.
All right, there you go. It was inspired by a New York Mag article by Jessica Pressler that went viral. It's about former strip club employees that got together to turn the tables on the Wall Street clients. Jennifer Lopez, Constance Wu in it, Cardi B, Lily Reinhart, and some other names that you would recognize from the acting world as well. Hey, Rotten Tomatoes gave it a 90%. It's getting pretty good reviews, I have to say. Could be interesting if you don't see it on the big screen. Watch it when it streams. If you go to the movies, send me a cheap movie review to katedelaneyradio.com. Click on contact, and I'll send you a copy of my book. Thanks for listening to this hour of the show. Make it count, everybody.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen, well, hopefully not, while pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.